Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Victoria Jones joins us right now from Talk Radio News. Victoria, rough times in D.C., no cell service, internet out, trees falling down in the dark. Since when? What happened? When did all this start?
The storm happened Friday night after a day of 104-degree heat, and it was a crazy, insane storm that everybody tells me was so terrifying that they were huddled in basements, and I slept through the entire thing. I didn't know there'd been a storm until I was told the next morning, and I discovered a massive tree had fallen within, and I'm not exaggerating, an inch and a half of my car.
Oh, you got lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's bad. It's really bad.
And they're saying that it's not going to be all, you know, all, by the time you go through every grid and whatnot, or streets, really, the grids of the streets, it could be till the end of the week until everything's restored. Is that right?
Well, that's what they're saying about PEPCO, which is Montgomery County, Maryland, which is the county that abuts the district in Maryland, and that's the county I'm in. Yeah, because PEPCO is the single most inept, incompetent company in the world.
I like that. Spoken like a true consumer who's been wronged. All right, let's talk about...
So many times, Ken.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's nothing like Con Ed in New York. I'll put my power companies up against yours in the past, and that I won't even get into California either, so forget that. Hey, speaking of comparing, size does matter when it comes to polls, certainly. Obama has a 5-point lead over Romney now in the Gallup poll. It's the largest since April. So is he getting a bounce from the health care? What happened? The Supreme Court basically backing him up?
Yeah, I think he's getting a bounce. Now, I'm always a bit of a Debbie Downer here. It may not last, and anything can happen. But yes, I think he is. Because I think the American people wanted some certainty about this. Now, we're told that, oh, businesses are still uncertain. Well, I think some businesses are still uncertain because they are, because they don't understand what the law says yet. And some are uncertain because they just don't want to do anything. You know, I think some businesses call it being uncertain, but the fact is that they oppose the health care law.
Yeah, there you go. So speaking of the health care laws, we're breaking it all down. Now, Romney's really stepping aside from the rest of the Republicans. He's saying the mandate is a penalty, not a tax. And, you know, this is obviously going to be something he's pushing. He started pushing it last week, of course. And I think that this is going to be the major theme, one of the major themes anyway, for Romney, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I think this is huge. When we heard so much more from his senior advisor, Eric Bernstrom, Monday, when he came out very clearly and said that the governor regards it as a penalty, not as a tax. And he was asked repeatedly about this. And when you think about it, of course he has to say it's a penalty for any number of reasons, including that if he didn't say it was a penalty, he'd be admitting to having put a tax of any kind of nature in Massachusetts of exactly the same kind, which he can't possibly admit.
Yeah, boy, that's true. Semantics, it's always about that. The motion to repeal, or the idea of repealing it, of course we know the House wants to do this, but that it will be on the 11th, right? July 11th is when they're talking about after the break, after the July 4th recess?
Yes, July 11th in the House. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, is making noises about they want to have a vote as well, because they want to get rid of the mandate through reconciliation, which would only require 51 votes. So he's making noises about doing that. We'll see how far that goes.
Yeah, no kidding. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. I hope that your county anyway gets its act together and people all see nothing but light.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, so obviously in the East, it's pretty tough with the heat and with all the power outages going on. D.C. hit pretty hard. You heard Victoria's story there. She was lucky she was sleeping. Otherwise, she might have been panicking about her car. But I'm telling you, so many people woke up to a much different scenario with their cars being smashed into. I don't know that I've seen so many trees fall on top of cars in one place. So the blackout continues. And it's pretty trying for millions of people because you still have sweltering temperatures. And Monday morning, the congestion around Baltimore and Washington was terrible, so much so that federal and state officials said, you know what, why not take a day? So workers had the option they could stay home on Monday. And the federal agencies, not to be confused, were open in D.C., but non-emergency employees could have taken leave or just stayed away and decided to sit on their couch and work on their computers that way. And as of right before we came on the show, I checked this, at least 1.5 million customers across a bunch of different states in the East and all the way through, because there is some power outages in Illinois, still don't have the electricity they need to light it up. Yep, that means your home feels stifling. You know what the worst part is, because this happened to me a couple months ago, is the food. You have to do something with the food. It just all spoils. You can try to hurry and go get ice and throw it in an ice chest, and you might be able to save a few things, but pretty much you ruin everything. And if you get to 100 degrees, yeah, forget about it. And this is since Friday, so think about it. We're rolling into Tuesday, and you got at least 17 people killed, and most of those people from trees falling on homes and cars. So some people were in their cars, sadly, when the trees, boom, all of a sudden fell over. You know, I checked the metro subways in D.C. just for fun to see what that was like, and I guess all of them were open is what I heard, but they had some delays. So they had a few delays because they didn't have escalators working, that kind of stuff. So then people were hustling, trying to get down steps and whatnot. And I mentioned that it was pretty jammed in Baltimore. But that whole corridor, if you ever go to D.C., you got to stay. Whatever you're going to do, you got to stay right near kind of what you want to see, or at least somewhere in the city. Because let me tell you, when you try to commute around that city during rush hour, it is a nightmare. It may be the worst. You can make an argument for San Francisco and that peninsula area. L.A. is never fun. And maybe where you're listening to me, maybe you commute into New York, maybe you commute into a different city, or you've gone into Boston. Boston is the land of one-way streets. But I don't know, pound for pound, I think I'd have to put the Washington, D.C. commute as maybe the worst right now in the country. Maybe the worst. Hey, coming up on this show, speaking of the worst, what are the worst bugs? It's a very buggy summer for a lot of people. Mosquitoes. Oh, I have waged a war on mosquitoes. And, you know, I always say that this show is like a snapshot of America, the buzz in your backyard. I know every single one of you can relate to that mosquito dilemma. I don't know that much about mosquitoes. I go to Home Depot and they give me a zillion different cures for getting rid of them. Take this fogger and then the fogger breaks. Use this can and just spray it, spray the whole can, and then put off all over yourself and then get the little thing that you put on your waist. But you know what? It doesn't work completely. They come back. I mean, the mosquitoes are alive and thriving, and barring some crazy system that you can put in your backyard that costs you thousands of dollars, I think it's called mosquito net, you really are stuck. Because remember the old days of the mosquito trucks? I grew up in Jersey. We used to run after the mosquito trucks. Imagine what we were inhaling back then. All right, we're talking bugs next with Greg Stebbins. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
All right,
back.
Worst bugs ever. I say the mosquitoes. They're eating me alive. It's awful. And everybody's telling me some things that I can do to stop the mosquitoes. Only, like, they're massive old wives' tales, and none of them seem to work. And no matter what I do, the mosquitoes come back. They come back, and it's like they're multiplying just to get me. I think there's a, in my backyard, I think it's just, we're going to get her, and we don't care. We're going to band together to get Kate. That's what it is. So I started thinking about the worst bugs ever, and we might have a really buggy season. And I'm not kidding when I mentioned that when I was a kid, I remember the smell of the mosquito repellent that was being pouring out of the trucks. Remember the big white smoke? It was just, they were just fogged us to death. So I don't remember ever getting any kind of severe attacks from mosquitoes. But, of course, pesticides probably. Well, I mean, we ran after the truck. No one told us don't run after the truck. So here we go on America Tonight. I want you to take part in this poll. You can certainly call us at 855-266-KATE. Or also, this is a great way to take part in the poll. Just use press 4, keyword, America Tonight poll, and tell me which bugs you think are the worst. I'll tell you, my nephew would say spiders. Ooh, he hates spiders. Brave kid. Turns to mush. He's 11 years old when it comes to spiders. Our pal Greg Stebbin is with us from Men's Health Magazine. Greg, which bugs are the worst? Which ones bug you the most?
Oh, man. Mosquitoes just love me. My wife, Jody, always says she doesn't need repellent. She just needs to go outside with me. You know, that's it's like the old story about, you know, I don't have to outrun the bear, I just have to outrun you.
There you go, exactly. And you have a story called So Long Suckers, and it's in this month's Men's Health magazine. And you talk about the fact that it's going to be a really, really buggy summer. Is that because in most places, in fact, we had kind of a mild winter?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, including, I mean, look what's just happening now with these storms. I mean, anytime you have these kind of storms that are really severe, it makes water tough to run off. And, you know, and then people are not really diligent about making sure that they get rid of puddles and standing water around their houses, and that just makes it easier for mosquitoes to breed. It all adds up to really, really buggy summer, and that means it's really good to know what you should and shouldn't do to protect yourself.
Yeah, so here's the key thing. What's the best kind of insecticide to use?
Well, it turns out that even though people have heard really bad things about DEET, it really is. It's the thing that does the best job, and it's been around for years, and there's been very, very, very few reports of anyone having any trouble with it. I don't know how it got this bad reputation over the last few years. You certainly don't want to swim in it, but if you're using something with a concentration between 10 and 30%, it has been proven to be safe. It does a very good job of protecting you from mosquitoes. And, you know, it's fine to go ahead and buy a bug spray with DEET, and use it to get away from the bugs. Even with kids, as long as you get a low concentration, about 10% or less, it's still safe to use on kids, even on infants, although they say you shouldn't use it on infants who are younger than 2 months old.
There you go. So then once you get these bites, like I had them all over my ankles, is it true that Tiger Balm is a good way to stop the itch of that bug bite?
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing. I mean, there's lots of things you can buy at the drugstore, but it turns out that Tiger Balm is a really good anti-itch cream, and one of the nice things about it is it comes in a nice little jar, it's easy to find. You know, there's lots of other creams you can get, but again, that's a really good one to carry. Really, anything you find that works for you is a good one, but add Tiger Balm to your list of possibilities because, as we say, it's just got the right chemical compounds to take the itch away. And frankly, that's a big part of the problem is you get bit, you scratch it, and then for many people what happens is you scratch it so much that you create an infection, and now you've got a whole new series of problems beyond the bite itself.
Yeah, that is it. And someone told me, too, you can scar yourself and those bites kind of hang around for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think for kids, especially young ladies, you know, scratching those bites and then having scars on your legs is not something you really want to look at for the rest of your life every time you wear shorts.
Ooh, no kidding. Jack from Down Under sent us a text message saying, growing up in Australia, mosquitoes spread some nasty illnesses, Ross River fever, dengue fever, and some others. Here in the United States, there's a big fear over West Nile virus. In my neighborhood, somebody got West Nile virus just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and you know, the thing is that it can start with milder symptoms like fever, headache, fatigue, body aches, but it can get much more serious and lead to meningitis, paralysis, and even permanent nerve damage. So, you know, mosquitoes they're not just a nuisance. They really are a health issue. And in all seriousness, if you own a home, it is very important to be vigilant about looking around and seeing if there's any standing water. After a storm, after you water the lawn, what have you, you don't want water just standing because that's just the perfect nesting place for mosquitoes, and let's not help them breed. They're a big enough problem without us helping them out.
How about Lyme disease? I saw a movie about Lyme disease. It creeped me out. Alec Baldwin was in it. And a couple of other known names, and I was like, and that was in New York, I was like, oh no, Lyme disease, that's a pretty bad one too, is it?
Yeah, so this comes from ticks, and it's, you know, ticks alone, if you really want to just kind of have like a real life horror movie experience, just go online and look at pictures of ticks and blow them up really big. These are like Stephen King creatures, they're disgusting, they're bloodsuckers. And you get Lyme disease from tick bites. And the CDC says that in 2010, there were more than 20,000 cases of Lyme disease. So this is a very common thing. And I think largely what happens is people just in general are not aware that when you go out in the woods or hiking, the ticks are on things like blades of grass, and you walk by and they jump off from the blade of grass onto you or onto your dog. You know, especially if you take your dog out into the woods or on a hike, you really, when you get home, before you take the dog in the house, you want to lay the dog down, roll it over on its back, and really look all over its belly and up and down its legs for ticks. But you also need to look on yourself, around your neck, and around your hairline, actually look on each other for ticks. And one of the pieces of advice about ticks is it pays off to actually wear light-colored clothes because it makes it easier to see the ticks. But once they start burrowing into you, it's no fun because you've now got a blood sucker attached, and, yeah, you want to get rid of it.
That's why I always insist on walking my dog Mahalo in strip malls.
No ticks there.
No ticks. Hey, there is a lot of myths. Like, I have citronella candles. Are they really working? Are they doing something to get rid of the mosquitoes? I mean, I even have citronella in, like, tiki torches.
Yeah, I mean, they have some degree of, they help to some degree. They're not the best thing that you can use. We actually talk about a thing in the magazine called a diffuser, and you use it with a plant-derived oil called geranoil. It has a 75% repellency rate within 20 feet, whereas citronella has about a 22% repellency rate. So it'll do something. It's probably not as good as you hope it will do, and you probably have to sit pretty close to it. That being said, it doesn't smell too bad, so it's not the worst thing in the world. One of the other myths that I think is really interesting, and we touched on this a little bit a minute or so ago, some people really do attract more bugs than others. I happen to be one of those lucky people. That really, it's a myth that ends up being true. Some people just have tastier sweat than others. Bugs are really attracted to them. And, you know, frankly, one of the things you can do, especially when you're out and you're around water, is just keep dipping back in the water because you're washing the sweat off and cooling yourself down. And that really will help keep the bugs away if you're one of those unfortunate people that really attracts them.
Yeah, I agree. That's some great advice. Greg Stebbin, editor of Men's Health Magazine. Terrific stuff. Watch out for the bugs, brother.
That will be me under the bug spray.
Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here, Kate.
Thanks. We want to tell everybody, too, press 4, keyword, take part in our poll. Of what you have to say is that. Use press 4 and say keyword poll. The poll, the press 4 poll on the bugs. You know, what's the worst bugs? That's the keyword. America Tonight poll is the keyword. And tell us which bugs you think are the worst. The worst bugs. I'm saying mosquitoes. You may think differently. We're kicking it around in different directions. We come back on the flip side.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight with me, mosquito-bitten Kate Delaney. How's it rolling for you, America? Still putting the salve on that wound called the Supreme Court upholding healthcare slash Obamacare slash the Affordable Health Care Act. Somebody sent me a text today and they said, what's that dang thing called again? If you want to throw in your 2 cents on your heartache or what you think is a terrific piece of legislation, we just got to give it a time, a little time anyway, to have it roll out. I got an interesting note from a guy named Bob today who listens to us in the great state of Illinois. And he said, hey, kiddo, I like the show, but I gotta say, I understand you're talking to lots of small businesses and lots of people who are worried about that, but I think we gotta see the rollout here. Let's see what the states do. Let's see how these exchanges perform, and let's see what the premiums go up to. But notice how he said go up to. So even he's conditioned to, as he's saying, it could be really good. Well, we'll see what the premiums go up to. Or you want to weigh in on our bug poll, you can do that too, simply by giving us a jingle here at the number I mentioned, 855-266-KATE, or hit us up at americatonight.net, or press 4, keyword America Tonight poll, which bugs bug you the most? Don't be shy. Jim is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Jim.
Well, good evening to you in Michigan. I like your show so much, I wish you were until 6 in the morning, but you cut out at 2, but I still think you are real good talk personality. We'll start
Thanks.
With the bugs, although I said I was going to talk about other things, and I'll get to it. I think, to me, the worst bug would be the bed bug, because if you got to get rid of that one, you got to have your house heated to 120 degrees. They have to come in and fumigate it and get out those creatures. It isn't even safe to ride public transportation in Detroit, Michigan, because they're finding bed bugs on the bus. So that's really bad to me.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, it's nice to see you in video, too. You can see me in video, too, if you look at your monitor.
Ah, nice. TV.
By the way, the insurance thing that we're going to be forced to use, I understand 25 states already have chosen not to participate, and they have that option. I hope Michigan is one of them. I'm going to have to look it up to find out.
No, so far, Michigan isn't. Michigan isn't on that list. But there are plenty of states that are, and that doesn't mean it won't be, but you've got, especially with the governor you have, but Florida, ixnay, no, they're not doing it. Louisiana, not doing it. So if all this, if enough states are saying they're not doing it, well, how is this thing going to be implemented anyway? Because you won't be able to be part of the exchange.
Exactly. And the other plan is, is it going to really save me money? For example, I'm retired. If the place I work decides to drop the health plan we're on now for retirees and drop the retirement plan for me and just give the new government plan to the working people, then I have to go out and get the government plan as a private individual, and I'm forced into it. Will I get the same care and the same doctor choice? That's what I really worry about, because I was very selective in research on my main physician, and I probably may not be able to get her again. And that's what worries me the most.
And it should worry you, absolutely, Jim, because that's what's so scary. There's no, we haven't heard very much about that. Well, what happens if you're on something for all these years, then they get rid of it? What does that mean? Think about moving forward. Yeah, that's, I think a lot of people would have that same problem, Jim. See, this is what's different. You work for the government, you got great health care. You get great health care, these senators,
what are the
Congress
rest of
people.
Us get? We get bad health care.
That's right. If they, that's what I think is fair. Hey, if this is all good and everybody's getting this across the board, then
Why
you need to get the
it?
Same.
We're citizens too.
Yeah. I think the mistake is if Medicare, tweak Medicare, Medicaid, all that, the two systems, obviously, for those who qualify for one and for everybody else, why wasn't that fixed and fixed Social Security? And that version could have been beefed up if the intent was to have a single payer. And, Jim, man, I'm telling you, good call. That's where we're headed. We're headed to the single payer for sure, if this is the path we continue to go down. But what happens with the states, you know, with the states refusing to do the exchanges? If they refuse to do it, how are they going to be forced by the federal government to enact the Health Care Reform Act, that part of it, the individual mandate? So, I don't know. You know, there's confusion, a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, and 2014 is when it all kicks in. So now time is ticking away. We're almost, the focus is on the presidential election, and then we're almost to the point where we'll swing over into 2013, and really, you're talking a year to figure this thing out. And for the states, that was one of the first questions I asked when I went to Washington. I said, in everybody I talked to in healthcare that were there from other states, okay, so now moving forward, what's in place? What are the plans? And I got a lot of blank stares, frankly, because there isn't anything in place. And now states refusing to do it. So what does that mean when you got to go shopping? You know, hey, take the fine or go shopping. Well, how can you be taxed, if we're calling it a tax, how can you be taxed on something you can't even get? You know, the IRS is going to hunt you down and you say, well, wait a second. Hello, have you ever tried to get health care on your own? Have you ever tried to do that? It's an impossible situation. And if there's nothing set up, if you don't have these state exchanges, in other words, where am I going? how am I going to get it? So I think we're looking at a pretty big mess unless somebody, you'd have to have a point person from every single state, unless somebody pulls this all together. The Kathleen Sebelius, if she's in that position, and anybody else who's in charge, some of the underlings, I guess I'll call them, of healthcare, they need to be talking to these states and get things going if this is what it's going to be. But so far, with more than half saying no, that's a huge problem. So patience, I think, is going to run very thin. Just like those people without power, where, you know, they couldn't get gas over the weekend. Everything was dark. Their cell phone wasn't working. They had a tree on top of their car, but they couldn't even get a tow truck and figure all that out because there were so many people that were in that same predicament. Well, there's a lot of people in this same predicament. I know, widely different circumstances, because we're talking about a short period of time and a power outage. But we're talking about people really exploding when everything is gunked up with their health insurance, especially when companies start to say, because think about it, we're a capitalistic country. That's what's made America thrive and survive so long. This is the backbone of the country. So you now, if you're a big corporation and you have shareholders, the idea is you have to be profitable. And if it's better for you to be fined by the government or taxed by the government, then you take the tax, especially there's a big disparity. The tax would be so much less. Then why be in the business of health care? And the answer is, businesses are not going to be in health care. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to push. If this all continues, that's why it's going to push us toward a single payer system. I think I don't see any other way around that other than who are we electing in the Senate, especially, well, in the House too, because all the seats are up. Who's being elected, and then who's being elected as president? Will we have the same thing, you know, the same continuation of the four more years? That means all that kicks in. Then who gets in? If Obama were to get back in and you've got another president for another term, so that's 8 years, who comes in after Obama? Is it a Democrat or is it a Republican? That's a critical election, certainly then too, as well. We have 4 months before, basically 4 months before we vote. And remember, heavily weighted is the Electoral College. People forget that. They think, well, it does matter if you massively change the polls and people go and vote, of course. But because of the way our system was set up to weight it for smaller states or bigger states population-wise, you have the Electoral College. So that's what's going to play a huge part, as always, in an election, especially if it were close. If this is a close election, that weighs heavily. That'll make a very big, big difference. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, because I feel like it, oh, I am just fuming over green. And I think you'll be able to appreciate why. When we talk about waste and we look at our deficits and the curiosity of never being able to ever balance a budget, and taxes and what we're paying in the future and all the complaints about why is this happening and why is that happening and why do we have so much waste? Why is there so much government waste that's now starting to be exposed with different groups taking wild vacations like the judges that want to go to Hawaii or the Government Accountability Office, which is not accountable for anything. But that's all. That mess has all been sorted out. So I'm sure there's some more replication of services and certainly some bloated government offices across the board that are taking all of our taxpayer dollars. So having said that, wait till you hear about the latest green effort. I'm serious. Your hair will be on fire after I tell you about this. You don't want to miss it. Stay through. I'm going to the dungeon. We're walking them to the dungeon. That's next on ATN.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Starting today, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
And how it's going to be implemented. How about you? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Not everybody agrees with Jim or others who call lots of talk radio or express their opinions in the newspapers that are left or on blogs and whatnot. In fact, a new poll shows following the Supreme Court's decision to uphold Obama's health care law, this poll is showing that a majority of Americans want opponents of the law to move on to other issues, other national issues, rather than continue to pursue the repeal. And this is a Kaiser Family Foundation poll. They say 56% of Americans want to see the national debate move beyond the health care law. Actually, 51% of independent voters agree that lawmakers should drop the whole idea, just punt it, the whole idea of repealing the law and starting that with the House on July 11th. Those who identify themselves as Republicans overwhelmingly, however, disagree with the notion that opponents of the law should drop the fight against the president's health care law. 69% of Republicans, so that's not all, but 69% of Republicans want the fight to continue against Obamacare despite the major blow by the Supreme Court. The House, like I said, will have their vote. They're scheduled to anyway, July 11th. And some conservative governors who've been talking about this have signaled that they're not going to, that they're not going to do this. They're opting out of the of a couple of things, including the law's Medicaid expansion provision. So that's it. And the Supreme Court ruling certainly hasn't really gotten into every single home, believe it or not. You ready for this? This is the Kaiser Family Foundation poll. The poll found that 41% of Americans were completely unaware that a decision even took place. So you just assume everybody's aware of what's happening, but it's not true because people are busy. People are have their lives to lead, children to hustle around, get to school, work a couple of jobs because they can't have just one job because one job doesn't work. They usually have to have a couple, you know, same pants, different pockets to try to make ends meet. All right, I said that I was also going to go to the dungeon in this segment, so I want to make sure that I do it. You know, we hear so much about green, 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 and that's the whole initiative. Let's go green. We have to go green. What's the future of energy? And, you know, what's happening? Where are we headed? And that kind of stuff. So, which, by the way, I think we have to pursue alternative energy sources. The problem is we've had lots of time to do that, and we could have been ahead of the curve on this. Everybody could have been ahead on this or on board with some potential ways to, for example, view our car a little bit differently. But as I say, just like it's Snow White's been made popular, look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who are the biggest gas guzzlers of them all? Give yourself a pat on the back if you say America. Because of course we are. Because the alternatives are not affordable. They haven't been flushed out for a very good reason. They really want them to be flushed out. So the whole green umbrella now is affecting the Navy. The Navy has initiative to power ships with biofuel, despite the fact that the fuel, the green fuel, costs 7 times more than regular fuel. It's the first time the Navy is using biofuel in any kind of an operational deal. They're sending 5 ships for an exercise off the coast of Hawaii, all biofueled, all of them. And they're calling it the Great Green Fleet this month on a 50-50 blend of alternative and conventional fuel. This is part of the Navy Secretary Ray Mabus' plan to have half of the fleet, half of the Navy fleet, on alternative fuel by 2020. So that means you don't have engine, they say they don't have any engine modifications. They don't have to work with any of that. But it costs $26 a gallon compared to, what do you think? $26 a gallon compared to what a gallon for regular fuel? What do you think it would be? $3.60. So what is that? 7 times more? 7 times more. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And it's the 1 day supply. So they say, well, the prices will drop when the Pentagon, the country's biggest fuel users, buys more. When they buy more, it's like going to Sam's Club, the price will come down. It feels very Solyndra-ish to me in some way. It really is very Solyndra-ish. I'm sorry. Not now. Not when it's too expensive. I mean, come on, the Navy? Can we afford this? We cannot. We can't afford it. If, whether it's good or not, or it's, let's try this idea out. No. No, 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 no. I for once agree with Arizona Senator. Well, I shouldn't say for once. Sometimes I agree with him. Arizona Senator John McCain. He's saying we can't afford this. No, we can't afford it. Randy Forbes. Congressman Randy Forbes. Forbes, who's on the House Armed Services Committee. Says that the studies show biofuel will always be more expensive. Always. And we don't even have a car. This is the part that makes me furious. There's no research on this. They don't have a full cost analysis on it. They didn't do anything. They just said, okay, we want to have a green fleet and we're going to get biofuel and this is what we're going to do and we don't have to mess with the engine, so that's good. But We're not going to look at it and see what this is actually costing us. So what the Navy will say, well, wait a second, are we going to be less dependent on foreign oil And then the volatility and the prices, you know, how about that? Yeah, I'm going to say not a good idea now. Not a good idea now. It's going to, I want to know what the bill is from when they first start this boom. I'm going to find this out. I'm going to pry this out of my Pentagon source. I want to know every penny that goes into those ships, how much more money it's costing. And so with that, I think it's time to throw Ray Mabus, the Navy Secretary, and I come from a long line of Navy people, into our clink. Throw him in, Matt Johnson.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So biofuel doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because, you know what, there's other things that we can come up with, I think. I believe there's other things that we can come up with. And I don't understand why when we are drowning. I mean, look, it's, for goodness sake, the Pentagon knows this. Because the axe is about to fall hard on the defense's head. So you figure... We're talking about a fleet of ships. We're talking about the Navy sending lots of ships around the world, actually, on tour, not just the Hawaii exercise, and burning up all this money for biofuel. It's, you know, this whole carrier group. What do you think it costs to have a carrier? So with a carrier, I know this because my husband was on a carrier, so I know lots about what goes on and how much money gets pumped into it. A carrier, which we need, but a carrier strike group has a destroyer, a tanker, an aircraft carrier are four of the things that would be part of this. And the Navy ships are going to the Pacific Rim for 6 weeks. And this is, you know, the future. This is what they're going to do. Boom, boom. Send them out with the biofuel. Different times, I might have been on board with that when we actually weren't. What is it? $16 trillion in debt with nowhere to go except for off the, what is it called? It? What are they calling it? The fiscal cliff? Well, the Navy is leading the way. They're going to take us right over, boom, right over that cliff. It's silly. It's too much of a waste of money. If it were just for some photo op, we're going to try this out. Geez, it really works. We don't have to change the engines. Got to come up with a way to fund this. How about alternative funding other than the taxpayers? I like that the best.
It's crazy.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Worse. How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.